Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm Petia Kolibová, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today, I would really suggest to tune in our video because the beauty that I have today with me, Tara Romano, it's beautiful inside out. I saw her just a few months ago on stage when I was doing a Bliss project from Lori Harder, and she took my breath away. Forget the beauty. Forget that she's moving like a goddess. But her story truly moved my heart. So for those who don't know Tara yet, she was guided by her core values of authenticity, passion, and focus to help women to gain confidence and live their best life. She truly loves and embodies what she does. She was a fitness professional over 18 years, and she has traveled the world as a featured master trainer, spreading her love of dance and creating connections with women to unleash and to let go. Tara's latest creation, Tone and Tease, which I was able to try myself on a Bliss project, a workout where she rocks your soul through a dance. She has revolutionized dance fitness with this workout, giving every single woman who participates, regardless of her fitness level, the confidence to feel empowered and sexy in one single class. And what's her vision? She wants to ignite and inspire women to love themselves completely, building their confidence so they can live their best life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you, Tara.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm so happy to be here. You are just like this little ray of sunshine. So gorgeous, but just so bright. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. You know, it's just like when I'm reading your intro, I'm still having a goosebumps because everything that I'm reading that you stand for, it's exactly what I truly am doing every single day, empowering other women to feel confident and beautiful, no matter where they are in their life, no matter how they look or how they feel right now.
Yeah.
It's truly about embracing who they really are. And when I looked at you at that stage, I was like, wow, you were so confident, but in such an empowering way that all other women were able to tap in that. But I'm wondering, Tara, for those who don't know you or your story, were you always confident like this?
Oh my gosh. No. And it's funny because I'm so human and I go back and forth and it's so interesting because the few weeks that you've connected with me and even before, like, you know, as like people who want to serve and inspire, I think we go through ebbs and flows of how we feel about ourselves. But I think our work, or well, actually I feel this so strongly that our work is what we need the most. So for me, Tone and Tease and the empowering woman and loving yourself as you are is something that took me for such a long time. And I still work through, and I don't like to use the word struggle. It's something I'm always going to work on. Right. So no, I definitely wasn't. And like, you've gotten me at like a month where things have just been like really amazing. But like, I still go through those times of like looking in the mirror, comparing on Instagram, like, you know, too fat, too thin, too this, too that. Like it just goes back and forth. But I feel like the habits that I created and the people that I surround myself with and the people that reach out to me like you, who like reignite and make me remember why I do what I do when I kind of sometimes forget. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that, because the one thing that I truly love about you the most is how real and raw you are. You're always keeping it real. You're always sharing who you are in every single moment. And I love that because like you, many other women, we go online, we look at Instagram, we look at Facebook, and we think to ourselves, by now I should be leaner or thinner. I should be stronger. I should have kids. I should have my dream home. I should have making more money. I should. And we live in this should world instead of truly embracing the gifts that we have here and now. And I really love that you're saying it out loud, that we all have these ebbs and flows, because sometimes when we look online, what we see, it's not what truly is happening. So you, by sharing like, hey, I'm not perfect. Hey, I'm working on it too. Hey, just join me on my journey. You're not on this pedestal, like super high, saying, been there, done that. I don't need to go back.
Yeah.
You always, like they say, once you accomplish something in your life that truly fulfills your heart, you reach down and you teach one.
So true. I love that. Yeah. And I feel like you learn so much in the teaching. You know, we could go to all of these events, read all the books, listen to all the podcasts, but really like the learning and the growing and the becoming that different person that we all want to be, comes in the doing. Right. And, oh my gosh, comparison is just real stuff. And like, we can get so caught up in the struggle. And I always put struggle in quotation marks because it doesn't have to be a struggle. It just could be your story and it could be empowering. And I just feel like so grateful to connect with women like you as well, because it just feels so good to be real. You know, I mean, there's a difference between being like I think being weak, being vulnerable. A lot of people think being vulnerable is like weakness, but I don't agree with that. And we don't have to stay stuck. And this is what I'm learning so much. You don't have to stay stuck in that old story. So like, even though I might still go through those times of like, where I'm feeling like, what am I doing with my business? Like, is this really, like, are people really hearing me? Am I inspiring someone? Like, it doesn't have to be like a struggle, you know. It could just be like another phase of your life and you don't have to sit in that old story. So a big part in me sharing stuff that I go through over the years, because it's always something, every year is a little different. It's just to show that your story is different. And I don't have to stay in that space of, and I'm so grateful for Lori opening up the space for me to be able to share that program, because you know, the women there are so amazing and like, they're just so open. And actually some of them may not be open, but I feel like the fact that I get to crack them open is just so special to me, because it reminds me why I'm doing this. Because I feel like you can probably understand that, because when we make that step to serve, we don't know, that's a vulnerable place for us to be, because we don't know if someone's going to receive what we're saying. And you know, like it, whether it's one person or 100, I just feel like that's such a step for, because then they'll share it with someone else.
Thank you so much for recognizing it, because like you say, it really doesn't if it's one person or 100 people, because I truly believe in this ripple effect. And maybe when they see you in that moment, maybe when they're not ready yet, maybe they're not open. However, by you showing up and stepping in your power, you are showing other people what's possible.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Even if they don't join you there in that moment, I can promise you that by being you and living your life, doing what you love, even if they don't join you in that ton and tease and your workouts or your other company endeavors, you already put in their mind the seed. Wow, how beautiful is that to see women in their power? And that's truly what I have seen when I saw you on the stage, when I saw Lori, when I saw Christine Hassler, you know. Yeah. Seeing you in person was so incredibly empowering and inspiring that, like I told you, it was like a huge building block for me, that one piece that I say, okay, I am not doing with my life what I would love to be doing. I don't know exactly what I want to be doing, but I know I want to look like them. Not physically,
so
but your light and your energy, you're different. Laura is different. Christine is different. You know, Louise House is different.
Yeah.
And the thing is that when I saw you, what I really saw was not what you were doing, but how does it look like when somebody does what they love and when they're in their power despite of their fears? Like, I know that Lori had the moments when she was still stressed or freaked out because that was a huge event. So when I seen her, like, oh, she can do it anyway. It doesn't matter how scared you are. you go and you do it anyway. So trust me, Tara, like the ripple effect that you are creating, it's huge. And also the other company that I realized later on that, you know, we are in the same like boat. I'm like, yeah, wow, I didn't know. That's so amazing. So for me, seeing you there too, it's super inspiring, and it
keeps
me going even more. So it doesn't matter how you feel like, by you showing up, you are opening so many doors, Tara. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. I feel the same about you, truly. And any, like I said, anytime I do a podcast, and especially those who've reached out to me from Lori's event, like the Bliss Project, for those of you who don't know, it just reminds me like why I do what I do, and on whatever scale it is, you know, whether it's if I do it once a month, once every other month, if I'm just like, you know, briefly doing it, because sometimes when we do this work, it's like crickets. You don't hear anybody. They don't say anything. And you're just like, what? Like your head spin. You're like, what am I doing? This is silly. Like, you know, you have a big event like that where people are like, you feel so significant. And you're like, yes, I'm like reaching people. But then, you know, like you come down from the high because there's not that many people all the time. And you might not hear stuff on social media, or people might not agree with you. And I remember when I first started this. So I was starting my dance fitness career and network marketing like around the same time, and I'll never forget just being so excited about personal development and like the change that I felt, and like, oh my gosh, I could actually be, do, or have anything I want. Like I didn't realize that. Like I went to school for phys ed, 2 years for a teaching job. I like, you know, was more than qualified, never got the job. Like, so when I started posting, you know, some of the people that were close to me were like, well, you're changing, and there were a lot of comments. So I didn't understand. I'm like, well, of course I'm like, aren't you supposed to change? Like, I was just so confused. So a lot of the times when we step out to do these things and want to share the excitement, people don't like that. Like, so just know that whatever you're going to do, you may get those people, especially some close to you, that might not like you changing, because it's safe for them for us to be where they are. But that should never deter you, because if I let that deter me years back, you and I wouldn't even be talking. I probably would have never lived in California, met Lori, and then met all these incredible people. So for those of you who are listening, it's just know that that is a part of it. But once you kind of move through it, like what you can accomplish and who you can connect with is just beyond anything, because of like these businesses that like I'm in and created, like I'm becoming a better person all the time. And like the work is always going to be there, but I'm really grateful for it, because it keeps me grounded. It keeps me level-headed. And just like, I really welcome the challenges. I really, really do. I never did before. They kind of tore me down, but now I feel like I've learned so much that I could teach others. And that's the best, like, is when you can really share with others and show them. So with Tone and Tease and the message behind it, I love the fact that I can talk about it. But then I'm like, all right, enough listening. Let's do this. Like, let's show yourself what can happen when you change state, when you move your body in a different way, because it helps you in other areas of your life.
It's truly amazing, you know, like talking about it and seeing it and experiencing it. Yeah, when I did like the first few minutes in your class, I was like, what am I doing? This feels weird. And then in the end, I'm like, you know what? Screw this. You know, I just had fun. I'm like, you know what? Like most probably I will never see these people again. Why does it matter? Why I'm scared to be judged? Why I'm, you know, like overthinking this? This is natural. Just go, just move, just be yourself. So that's amazing. And it's truly empowering, because it's not about the dance itself. And, you know, because you are doing also personal development, you know that when you can be confident in your body in one area, it's going to go to all other areas. It's not just shaping your body. It's truly shaping your mind.
Oh my gosh. And like the mindset is everything. And it's mindset is everything. And, you know, I feel like we are in such a place where it's like girl, like tribe, women empowerment. And I put up a post not too long ago, but like we say all these things like women empowerment, support each other, tribe, but like, are we really feeling that? Like truly, are we just saying it and putting like hashtag like women support women, babes support babes? And then in the back of your mind, you're like, you see someone succeed, you're like, oh, like, why did she do it? You know, like, I feel like having that mindset of really being excited for other women, not being afraid to reach out to them. Like, and I really feel that, like, physically, we're just comparing so much. Like, it's almost so hard because we're so visual. So the first thing we see on people is like their skin, their hair, their nails, like their body. So like, if you're not right in your mindset and like how, and like confident in how you feel about yourself, it's just never going to feel good. And no matter what you look like you could have like the best lips, hair, nail, like it doesn't matter. Like if you don't feel good about yourself, forget it. So, and I still get caught up in that sometimes, like truly, but like, that's why you have to, you know, connect with people like you, have your tribe around you, like talk about, that's one thing I know is like the friend, like when I'm around friends who are talking about other people or things that make me have that like pit in my stomach, I know I'm not around the right people. And not to say that we can't have those conversations every now and again, but I always say use an egg timer. And then like, you know, just doing the work to like really loving yourself, like looking in the mirror, like loving your big pores, or like, you know, it's funny because even before we, you and I got on video, and I actually don't mind video. Like I've gone on lives and like not looked my best or had makeup on. I feel like when I saw you, I was like, oh my gosh, she looks so gorgeous. Like, she's all like looking fabulous and everything. But like, and for a second I had that feeling of like, oh, I'm like, I wish I was home and I had like my hair and lighting, but like that was a second. It took me a second to get over it. But I feel like that happens a lot, especially with Instagram, because it's like the biggest social media platform out there right now. Like, I'm sorry, but the butts look amazing. The boobs are amazing. The skin is incredible. But I feel like it's always what's inside. I feel it like more than I've ever had before. And especially because we're going to get older. And you know who I love that I just started following? Kara Irwin. She does the Champagne Diet book. She has the champagne diet.
I gotta tune into that.
No, she's freaking amazing. Like, I'm actually going to California to an event that she's gonna be in because I'm so obsessed with her message. You would love it.
When she's is that?
It's in October, and it's with give me a second, I'll remember. Okay. The books are The Champagne Diet, Girl Code, and Like She Owns the Place. Her name is Kara, and I can't think Layla, something like that. You would be obsessed with her message, but she talks about like, you know, like women and how we put so much pressure on ourselves and we compare, and like when we come together like this, just knowing like we're all a beautiful mess, perfectly imperfect. We're going to go through amazing times and we should be freaking celebrated. Like I challenge whoever's listening, if you've seen a woman that you're kind of a little jealous of, and like it happens to all of us, it's because you see in her what you want to do. You know, so reach out and congratulate her. Like I truly support women and what they do. And I've seen people do what I want to do. And it gets me that like not in my stomach, but it's only because I know I'm playing small in an area. And it's, you know, one of the things that I share every year at Lori's event is it's never about the numbers, even though it is about the numbers sometimes, right? Because the number on the scale, the number in the bank, especially the number of followers and likes, I feel like that's the biggest thing right now on social media. But like, it really isn't, because I feel like I've been successful with a small amount of numbers and like gotten to do what I've gotten to do. Like, can you imagine if I was like, oh, I'm not at that number, forget it. No way. We wouldn't even be talking again, you know?
Yeah. So. That's, you know, that's why I kind of started my podcast, because before I had my social media marketing company and it was all about the numbers. And even though I was helping other people to reach their tribe and build their social media presence, yeah, it was just on the surface. It wasn't really creating the deep impact that I wanted. And so what I truly realized, it's what really matters. It's how you're feeling inside, transforming your life and feeling fulfilled on the inside, because like you said, it doesn't matter how much you change your hair, you change your body, you change your lips, your boobs, whatever it is, you will never be happy, because you will keep comparing yourself, because you will be looking for that outside. And honestly, and this is something that I learned just very recently, even though I heard it before, the most sexy thing on woman is her confidence. It truly is. Like, it really doesn't matter. And I realized it because I had a couple women, or even my life coaching clients, they came to me, and when we were talking, they were like, I was just so attracted to you and your energy that I really wanted to be around you. I was like, my energy? And they're like, yeah. And me in my head, I'm like, so it doesn't matter that I work my ass off at the gym and that my booty, it's still not perfect. You know, that's what I was thinking to myself. And they're like, I really want to be like you. I want to have your confidence. I'm like, wow. And trust me, I keep working out because it's, you know, part of what I believe, but it's not who I am.
Yeah.
It doesn't define me anymore.
And I love that you share that. And it's funny because I know, I really feel like people can look at a woman or someone like you who's doing this podcast and you're so gorgeous and like, be like, you have struggles too. Like, no way. And like, I don't think there's wrong anything wrong with someone if they want to get like anything done, extensions, like lips, boobs, tans. It, like, I think it's all amazing. Anything that makes you feel a little better about yourself, but make sure that the inside is good. Because again, like you said, like, it just won't matter. And only because I've shared that at Lori's. I'm like, you know, I got to a place where my body is amazing. I love it. And my career is amazing. I have these great friends. I had an amazing, you know, boyfriend at the time when I first did Lori's event. And like, I didn't feel good. I was like, you know, I'm like, what is wrong? I remember just like waking up, looking outside at my beautiful view in California, feeling like so empty. I'm like, what is my problem? So I had all of these outside things, but it was literally inside. And that's when I delved even further into like personal development, meditation, whatever it was for me, you know what I mean? And I just feel like, I feel really good. And again, when I get tripped up with those things that kind of might knock you down, like they don't keep me there. I use it as inspiration to teach. Cause I'm like, if I'm feeling like this, I better believe that like so many other people are feeling that way.
There absolutely are. And you know, it's funny because, and I truly appreciate all your compliments and everything. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. But you know, that's the thing. Like people look at me now and they think like, oh, it's easy for her to do her podcast. It's easy for her because she's confident. It's easy to do live videos because she's pretty. It's easy. No, it's not. Like I used to hate myself. I was depressed. I attempted for suicide. I was struggling with eating disorder for 18 years. And it wasn't up until I realized that, okay, if I really keep this route, I'm killing myself. I really am. Like how long my mind and body can take this torture, you know? And I was always looking for the happiness on the outside, the next paycheck, the boyfriend, the next step in the relationship. And I was so dependent on the things on the outside. And I still have those days that I wake up and I just like sit and I cry. And I'm like, you know, like I love my life. I love myself. I never did before. And we still have those ebbs and flow when we are thinking like, what's wrong with me? I should be like happy. Like I know that I am on the right path because I'm on my path. And I'm really grateful that you share that as an entrepreneur or even like as woman, you know, like we show up, we do the work and crickets. Nothing is happening. It's yeah. Like I do my podcast, I do my Facebook Live, and I'm so passionate because I know that where I was 6 years ago, I needed someone just to tell me, you can do this. There is a hope. Yeah. You're not alone. That's all I needed. I wish I would have someone, and that's why I'm now unstoppable, no matter how I feel, to just show up. Like, trust me, there are days I want to stay in a bed, and I don't want to do nothing. I'm like, who cares? You know, like I'm my own boss. Who cares? And then I remember, hey, this is not about you, really. If you,
I love that you just said that.
It's not about me at all. And Tara, you know it. Your business, what you're doing, it's not about you. It's not having that perfect body and shaking on the stage. You know, it's really about those women who are not feeling confident, who are feeling alone, and who went through the struggles that you went, because you are the only one on this earth who went through those struggles and who has unique solutions. And those women connect with you. So you know it. It's not about us. It's like, I don't care if I don't have a makeup, if I don't feel good, if I feel tired, I will show up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. I always say, it's not how often, it's not, like I always compare things to the gym, like with your business, or whatever you want to do, it's the consistency of it. So it's like, you could go to the gym like 7 days in a row, hardcore, and then not go for 3 weeks, but like that won't do anything. And that goes true when you're working on your business, when you're working on your mindset, when you're working on relationships. Like, you just really have to show up every day. And it's not to say that we don't deserve a day off and like some time to just like, you know, like veg or just, you know, kind of unplug, because I think that's really important. But when you're starting to do it every day or just kind of avoiding, I think we avoid because, you know, it's like it can make you anxious. But I learned this and I always remember it. Action neutralizes negative emotion. So if you're feeling tired, frustrated, scared, angry, whatever it is, each action you take kind of like wipes that away. And I love it. Making someone's day better. So anytime I ever feel like funky, and I felt it today, I like, it's just like, that's when you go, like you take a minute, like if you have to put on the egg timer, call a friend or a loved one, and then you just, you're done with it. And like the energy is just so different. There's plenty of times where like, I want to cancel things or like I overcommit, but you know, it's a learning process, right? Like we're like, sometimes I'm really amazing at it. And sometimes like, it just takes a little longer.
And you just give yourself some grace and compassion, because truly it's not about being perfect. People don't connect with perfect because it's unattainable. Like, yeah, good for her. She's living in her mansion and perfect body and money and blah, blah, blah. Good for her. That doesn't inspire them, but show them what can you do? What can you have? What can you achieve by being yourself? It's a huge gift. So Sarah, let me ask you, I love closing my podcast with one question. And I know Laura is doing something very similar. She inspires me. If a stranger comes to you, she just meets you on the street, you're on your morning walk, you're in your hat, she stops you and say, Tara, I really, really, really love what you're doing. I've been following your journey and I'm really feeling stuck in my life. I feel like I'm not where I want to be. What are some habits? What are some action steps that you would recommend me just to get moving?
Oh God, I love this. There's so many, but like, number one, I'm a big component for coaching and talking to someone, whether it's, I've been going to therapy since I was 10 years old. I'm not afraid to share that. And like, you know, after it was therapy, it was like coaching and like different NLP coaching. I think finding someone to talk to work it through, someone who doesn't necessarily know your life or know you, who can give you some real feedback, like talking and letting it out is so important. You have to move your body. I don't care how you do it. You can go for a walk. You can do jumping jacks. You can, whatever it is, like, because it changes your state. Like a lot of our brain is so ridiculously powerful and we have the power to change it. But I don't think without the movement in our body that we can. And that's why I'm so passionate about my work. Surround yourself with people who not only love you, like love every freaking side of you, but who are so real. Like instead of going to talk about you, they'll actually tell you, Tara, enough is enough. It's time to like, you know, get off the pity party, and they're just there for you. So like your tribe, like Lori talks about, like we need them like no other. And if I ever hear a woman say, I'm a guy's guy, like I don't really get along with girls, I'm like, nope, that's something that happened to that person. So that's why therapy. And lastly, quieting your mind. Now, when it comes to meditation, I think people get really anxious about it because they think they have to quiet their mind for 20 minutes perfectly every single day. A goal would be to do that because chemically there's actually science behind like being quiet for a long time. When I say quiet your mind, I don't care if it's like closing your eyes in the morning or at night, taking a few deep breaths. And then maybe another day you listen to a podcast, a guided meditation or read a book. But I honestly think you have to put the phone down and shut the computer off, go into another room away from your kids, boyfriend, dog, whatever, and be by yourself. Because it's in the moment when we're by ourselves, stuff starts to come up. And usually we like start to fill that stuff with food, with cigarettes, with alcohol, with whatever it is, TV, sex. Like, so that's why I feel like quieting your mind is so important, because that's when the stuff comes up. So you might have something different, but I think for me, in combination with everything, and it's not always perfect, it keeps me so good. And like moving my body is the most, because like when I'm like sitting around in the morning and I start to feel depressed, I'm like, all right, time to go. Time to get up and moving, you know?
And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that's a non-negotiable part for me and my life coaching clients, because I always tell them, if you are stuck in your life, it's because you're not moving. You know, it's like when you move, if you don't move, your emotions are stuck in you.
Yep, so you have to let it. Yeah,
mix that stuff up. Example, Tara. So I have your website that I will be sharing in the show notes. Is there any even better way to connect with you for people who want more of you?
Well, I have my Tone and Tease website, but I just rebranded TaraRomano.com, and that's a better way to kind of stay connected with me. So I'm going to have like my events and stuff on there. But yeah, this has been like great. It's one of the things I love is connecting with people, and you just really made my day. I can't even express it enough. I'm so grateful, and I can't wait to share more of like your work with my people. So
thank you so much, Tara. I appreciate you, and please keep shining. You're amazing, and you don't even know how many people you are changing just by being you, because I haven't talked to you for a month, and all those months I kept you in my heart and I kept going. Honestly, just because of you. Okay.
You are the sweetest. Sending you so much love. Thanks so much, honey. I loved being on your podcast.
Thank you so much. You have a beautiful
day.
Bye. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and I would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, keep shining your light.